Blog Talk Radio.
Today's lesson is taken from Jeremiah. Some of you may know I participated in the Pride Parade back in June. And it was a big event. It was a scary on top of the queen as for the whole month. Here in New York City, we celebrate Pride Month the whole month with many events and parties, and then there's a lot of things where people can do, movies, dances, rallies. We had Friends Rally, I think, a day or two before the big Pride March. And it was a wonderful time. Now, when July comes, I think I'll show you back. I mentioned that the day after the Pride Parade, they're already planning for next year. But the thing to remember is, hey, we had a big parade, but after the parade and the celebration is over, work goes on. And that's the way God's work is. You know, we have victories along the way, we celebrate those victories. But after the euphoria of the victory is gone, we still go on and keep doing more work. And that's the way, God works in our lives also. I'd like to read to you from Jeremiah. Chapter 29 and verse 11. It says, I know you from the New International Version. For I know the plans that I have for you. You declare the Lord. Declares the Lord. Plans to prosper. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope. Now, I know many of us want to know what's going to happen. But that's been a universal question that I've had for years. But sometimes you really want to know, well, what does God have planned for me? Or is that plan working? Sometimes we may not know what God has planned for us, at least not in the moment, present moment. When you go through the Bible, Moses never dreamed that he would lead people out of Egypt, yet that was God's plan for his life. Moses never knew it to me. He was 80 years old. There are many. Look at Jeremiah, Isaiah. Well, they never knew. They never knew how God was going to use them. Or they never knew what plans God had for them. And I think about David, the shepherd boy. So, he never knew that he would be the king, come the king. So he had God's plan for his life. And God has a plan for each one of our lives. think the main thing we have to think about when we're on a plan is plan. There's many things you have to do before. You have to, first of all, you need to pray. What does God have planned for my life? And then God will reveal it to you in many different ways. And they are incremental. And sometimes it takes time. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes the plan may not be in evidence in your life as it's supposed to be. I can confess in my life, I never knew how strange things were until in Israel. It was just hidden from me. I'm sure there are things that God planned for your life that you're doing now that you didn't realize and didn't know what it you'd be doing what you're doing right now. I think the most important is, I think the other thing you'd be important is to prepare yourself. If you need your education, then get your education. And God will find you what you need. I mentioned earlier about the education. You need to go to school, go to school. If you need to get more experience doing that particular job, get all the experience that you can. And whatever experience that you take, you have. But whatever you're doing right now, then just kind of. Because sometimes in the future, you know, the experience that you have may be come in handy. I remember when I was in high school, my freshman year in high school, took a first aid course. Hey, I learned first aid in Boy Scouts, really, but I took a course in my freshman year that was required. But I didn't use that knowledge until 7 years later. A gentleman badly cut his hand when he tried to catch his ball in a coat rack. Cut his hand, and the man started going into shock. And right away, it didn't plan into action. A couple other people and myself were kind of relaxed, young, calmed down. We wrapped up the thing. Somebody else came. And then we were able to transport him to the hospital. But I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't had that knowledge with me. And also in the Bible, you know, God prepared for many people for his work. Sometimes, as I mentioned earlier, you know, God may have plans for you that you may not know right away. Look what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus. And right then, his whole life course has changed in an instant. Now we look at verse 5 in Psalm 40. It says, "Many, O my Lord, are the wonders you have done, things you planned for us. No one recount them to you." I mentioned earlier that I never knew that I was planned. Now, I certainly didn't plan. Marissa, like I always say, sometimes life has a way of throwing you curveballs. And this was quite a curveball. I had no plan. It was the furthest thing from all mine. And I never knew that I had a gender issue. But I had to continue the course. I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know what this was. But I couldn't go back, and I couldn't stay where I was, so I had to continue forward. And so as time went on, I met God put me in contact with people, dressing table of rules that I had to make a decision about accepting who I was, a transgender woman. Now, I tried to put it off, which I did for several weeks, and extremely hard, went through hard, extremely hard time. And when I finally did accept that I was transgender, feeling all the tension and the stress was removed immediately. And some of you may know what plan God has for you. Maybe God's called you to be a minister, but you resist it. And, you know, you may want to try to do something else, but deep down inside, you know you should be doing being a minister. And no matter what you do, you're not, you're never, never, ever completely happy. Because you're not doing what God has for you. Maybe some of you have been called to the mission field. Maybe some of you, maybe God has told you, I want you to minister to gay and lesbian. Maybe God wants you to be a good witness to trans community, be an activist, or whatever God has planned for you. You know, the thing you remember is God knows what's best for each and every one of us. Okay, we may not understand it. Sometimes we may not think that we're the most likely candidate. I mean, Moses argued that he stuttered. He had speech impediment. So God gave him Aaron to be his speech. At one point, I like to make allergies because, you know, you may not have a lot of things, you know. God is used to all kinds of people. You know, you don't have to be the best looking, you don't have to be the smartest, you don't have to have the economic resources. The many people God used, you know, they were looking at the apostles, they were fishermen, 712 fishermen. You know, God used a sheep herd. You know, name Amos, prophesy against Israel and Judah. It was Moses. Moses was a fugitive. Now you look at Jonah, he ran away from the only God told him to witness to Nineveh. That was God's plan for his life. You know, he tried to run away with it until the great fish swallowed him up, you know, then. And then he realized that this is God, you know. And then, you know, after that revelation, you know, the fish came out, put him out on the shore, you know, he did what God had wanted him to do all along. Now, I mentioned what, you know, question that we ask from time to time. But this guy has planned for my life. The thing is, not just that's all the skills that you have right now. Now look at all the skills that you have. I mean, think about how you got those skills. Now think about what you did to acquire those skills. Think about people who helped you acquire those skills. There are some things you may have, you know, seem like a natural to you. You know, like maybe you're an artist, a musician, or you can teach, or you can encourage. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I think the important thing is to keep going ahead, keep praying, keep trusting God. But one day, remember when Isaiah also said, God's ways are not our ways, His thoughts aren't our thoughts. And time, you might wind up doing something that you had no idea you could do, or you never even dreamed that you could do. Perhaps it was always in you, it just needed to be going out. I look at my time during this experience in that sense. I was always looking back now, and I believe that our voice transcended. I didn't know it, but it wasn't the time to be revealed as yet. I had to learn a lot of things, understand a lot of things. Whatever preconceived notions I may have had, I had to put those aside. Because when I came out of transition, I was kind of starting from scratch. You know, I had to learn all I can. I had to understand I can. I had to walk in a new life. And it was a struggle at first. But God was with me all the way. And then you think about, so well, what if I fail? Won't you keep your eyes on God? Keep pressing. He'll give you everything you can need, and you won't fail. Because the thing to remember is that whatever God has in your life, He's going to give you everything. There will be obstacles, yes. But look at those obstacles as opportunities. You know, anything you have to fucking do, it's going to be trial and error, it's going to be some struggle, and you're going to be learning new things. Now, learning something new isn't exactly a cake, but the point is, keep going, and if you keep going, you gain more confidence, you know, you feel more comfortable about what you're doing, you know, comfortable in yourself, and comfortable in your ability. And you know, I keep thinking about the many times I felt I couldn't do something, but when I actually did it, I actually enjoyed it. One other thing, we also had to trust God during this time too. By doing my time, becoming comfortable in my new gender role, it wasn't easy. You know, I still had a lot of questions. You know, I still needed to learn. So God sent people. He sent people into my life that really helped me. And I am. I'm going to trust in God. I believe the one thing that helped me is I didn't feel any shame or guilt about being transgender. And nobody else should feel guilty about who they are. And God created you as you are. And I think that helped me out a lot. My own personal life, maybe something else helped you in your life. That's great. The other thing is the fact that sometimes you just have to keep on going. You need to make plans. And as you make plans, you got to keep going. And a lot of the greatest minds in the world always had some kind of a plan. They kept pursuing. I think some things have been accomplished throughout history. I think the one thing I always want to say is perseverance. It wasn't necessarily the one who was the smartest or the best looking or had the greatest resources. I often think it's about the person who just persevered, who just kept going. Yeah, there were obstacles, but they looked at it as opportunities. And when they overcame obstacles, why? They kept going. You know, until they reached the goal that they had in mind. And that the guy who walks perseverance, keeping on going, it's going to be those times where it's going to be difficult. You're going to have him dry times. I have plenty of those. Yeah. I have plenty of dry times. But that's still in God's plan. Everything isn't about go, go, go. God is in those dry areas just to reassess where you are. You need to meditate, pray, to be refreshed too. Sometimes you need a little bit of a rest to be refreshed. And maybe God is giving you new instruction. Or maybe you decide you want to go one way and God wants you to go a different way. Not necessarily the way you're going your path, God may have something better for you. The plans are nice to have, but the plans aren't always what you call linear. And sometimes on finance. Sometimes it may be some tweaking. Sometimes you might have to change certain things. And then in God's coming, that happens. That happens. That's a change something. Or sometimes others that don't really have to change things. But it's, it's not end as well, you have to change something. To remember this, that even if you had to change things in your struggle, God is still there. One of my favorite structures is a lighthouse. I'm fascinated by lighthouses. Usually on islands. And they've been around for centuries. I read about one recently. One goes back to almost 2,000 years. I think it's in Japan somewhere. It's no longer in use now, but it lasted almost 2,000 years. Now, when see Ferrosolo's structure, now you imagine being on a dark street, no lights. You may have been out on a moonless night, and you can't see nothing out there. You don't know if you're going to hit land, or there's an island, or a reef, or a barrier, or a jetty. But when you saw the light come on, it was a welcome sight to the captain, because he was near a land. Near a land. Also served as a guy. Also served as a woman in case there were some rocks that wouldn't become shipwrecked. And the lighthouse is part of the plan to make sure that the seafarers got to where they were going safely. And God is like a light too. We make sure you get there, get to wherever you go. Whatever your plan is, he's going to get you there. You may feel like you're alone, but God will get you there. Just remember, God is in that plan. Whatever the plan is, he's in that plan. So you can rest assured on that. That's how I share with a number of people. Last 10 years, I've been happiest in my life. They come out as trash, and I've never been happier in my life. Okay, the world may not like it. Society may look down upon me as a transgender person. I'm also a Christian person. And Christians have been persecuted all over the world, and they still aren't enough. But becoming a child of God is God's plan for my life. There's some being crashed into God's plan for my life. And he has plans for your life. So don't mistake, huh? Don't minimize whatever God has for your life. Because in the end, you surmise life, can be doing God's will. Unless you know you'll be have that joy of knowing you're doing things for God. That joy, the joy of feeling that you did God's will, and seeing other people's lives being blessed. And I remind you, just keep doing what you're doing, keep on going. Keep doing the work God has for you. And I'd like to thank you for the camera. Listen to help someone. And I just pray that any poems that I'm doing these journals, hopefully that they haven't helped anybody. If you have any questions, you can knock on Facebook.com/Jenny.Flows. You can go to my Facebook account. You can leave a message or you can leave a note of thanks or anything. This is Genevieve, your hostess. This is Genevieve Jones, and I'd like to say God bless you. And I look forward to getting back together with you at a future day. God bless you. Thank you.